The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Just so you know, because we always have new people listening to the show, I am an introvert and kind of a nerd and not really socially adept and all that sort of stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. I get lost in my own head. I don't need to go on about this. But it's awesome. I thought, this is really helpful. I'm going to commit this to memory. I don't know who came up with this. Mm-hmm. But it's about being in a relational mindset instead of collapsing inward.
Okay.
And there's an acronym, CAKE, C-A-K-E. Here's what I need to do, remind myself to be curious, let's see, about what's happening in someone else's heart. Hmm. And then I need to express appreciation for that person in some way. Hmm. So that's the appreciation, that's A. The K is I need to act out some sort of kindness toward that person. And then the E is the hardest thing of them all for me, and that is eye contact. Hmm. But if I do these things, I stay, it's the doing, right?
Yes, it is.
That helps change us, but then I'll stay in a more relational context instead of collapsing inwardly.
You'll be connected.
Which as somebody who's a believer, I have to stay relational. The other's not an option. Mm-hmm. So it's be curious mm-hmm. about the person who's in front of you, express some appreciation. So you'll hear yourself doing that. You'll mm-hmm. grow in love for that person. Mm-hmm. Some kind of act of kindness. And then I have to make eye contact because that's apparently what you humans are really into.
We do like that.
We robot composites out here with some humanity have a harder time with that.
Trying.
But it's CAKE. I like it. You know what? We get a huge opportunity in front of us with social media. And I know people complain about it, including me, all the time. But it's a huge opportunity because Jesus said people will know we're Christians, not just by our love. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop there, but by our love for one another.
Yes.
So, all right, social media is public. How am I acting towards people who politically disagree with me but who are believers? Mm-hmm. Now, again, you go, yeah, but they disagree. I know, I mean, I get it. I'm passionate about different issues too. I'm sure you are, everybody is. Like, but how am I gonna act in public when Jesus said that they'll know we belong to him based on our love for one another so that they get an impression about him? So politics is killing everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's tearing people open. If people could observe us treating each other in a different way, don't you think that would have some sort of an impact? Like, why are they able to hit?
This is the cornerstone of everything.
It's everything.
And Jesus said, if you can't do that, like if you can love the people who agree with what you agree with.
Big deal.
That's what he said.
Right. So it's not enough to go, yeah, but they don't agree with me. Like, exactly. That is the exact point. Hope it's okay. I can't ask your permission to do this because it's part of being a shock jock. Is like you're out there on the edge.
Yeah, you know, sure. So technically, you're not even supposed to tell us that you're a shock jock. We should tell you because you've shocked us so much.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all valid points, but I am a shock jock and I am telling you.
Tell us.
And I'm rated G, so just know that. That's how I operate. But yeah. I say things that are kind of shocking, make you think. Really, mm-hmm. It's so interesting. You buzz about it, and then our ratings go sky high.
Of course.
And so let's see here. Today, you know how I have a golden retriever?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so she sheds, and so we're constantly vacuuming. Mm-hmm. Okay? But we're not, like, disgusted.
Right.
By dog hair mm-hmm. around the house. We want to clean it up, but yeah. It's like, we're not like, ugh, disgusting. Mm-hmm. But you would be, as somebody pointed this out, if it was human hair. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's human hair around the house, like, don't even talk about it. It's disgusting. Like, what?
Well,
I think it's kind of interesting. Hang on a second. Sure. Not really the reaction I was hoping for.
Well, because there's just no, there's
really
nowhere to
though,
present that information.
It's kind of shocking.
What's the form or platform where a person in their everyday life...
Yeah, people talk about hair. Like, hey, I see you got some hair there. Let's talk about...
I see you have some hair.
Or whatever. Like, you see a dog. And then you bring that up. And people are like, wow, that's really...
No, yeah,
where did you hear
you
that? The Brant Hanson
no.
Show. Wow. Did he also write just... books? Yes, he did. What are they called? Unoffendable? Are they on Amazon? Yeah,
that's
of course they're on Amazon. Yeah, I think so. People really do get their impressions of who Jesus is from us. Mm. Like, I'm somebody who follows Jesus. I say this on the radio or whatever, but, my neighbors know who I am or whatever. They do get an impression of him. It's not all the impression, though, because if they just get an impression from me, they're going to get a distorted view because it's just me. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, like, how the Bible describes us as a whole body. I'm just part of it. But if they can get an impression of Sherry mm-hmm. and me... And then some other people who are believers, they'll get a more full-bodied view of who God is. That's why it's so wonderful to have diverse believers from diverse backgrounds,
right,
who are united in presenting who Jesus really is. Like,
it's a picture of him. It's a picture of the kingdom.
Bingo. If it's just me, going to be a little distorted, going to be off kilter just a little bit, and then, or maybe a lot. But then if it's all of us and they can see us working together and loving each other, like, okay, I can see it. It is a great time to refinance or get a mortgage right now because of low interest rates. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. All right, how about this? My other shocking thing I was just talking about didn't go over so good. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Hang on a second. And my other shocking thing I was talking about didn't go over so good.
Yeah.
This is disturbing, at least. But rated G.
Rated G, disturbing.
Okay, so okay. Jess got on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a shock jock, so I share information like this.
Yes, yes.
Told me, and it's true, I looked it up, that clowns have to trademark, if you want to trademark your own, like, makeup thing, your look.
Yeah.
You have to paint an egg with that design, like a face, a little clown face. And there's actually this place where they keep all these eggs there on little stands in a special glass cabinet.
Who does?
They're just clown faces. Like, whoever does the clown face trademark thing, they have...
There's a department?
That exists. And if you can imagine a glass cabinet, which is just looking at you, be eggs that have clown faces painted on them.
And all of which are trademarked.
That's just unsettling, isn't it?
All of this is unsettling.
It's all unsettling. That's my point, Sherry. Thank you. That's a good point. This is good content. Boy, it's really bad. And for some people, not everybody, but some people can't, I'm convinced, cannot look at a sunset without having a political debate in their heads. You know what I mean?
I do.
One thing will lead to another, and that's like,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Which is exactly my point. Like, man, that's terrible.
It is.
It's terrible. We don't have to be this way.
No.
We really don't. And here's the problem with it. Ultimately, it's kind of what the Bible would call idolatry, because you're taking something that's, even if it's important,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the most important, it's not the most lasting, and you're missing out on the lasting thing.
Yeah.
So Jesus kept pointing people back in the midst of all the turmoil and political debates and people feeling unsafe, all of that stuff, threatened, wound up. In the midst of all that, he keeps talking about this kingdom. Well, that kingdom that he was talking about is more real and it's going to last longer. Oh, so we were just talking about this. We were just talking about peace and how few people have it right now. It's not just in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like a Western European thing too, and other parts of the world, like... People were extremely anxious. So we're talking about how Jesus wants to leave us with a gift of peace. That's mm-hmm. what he gave us, if we want it. But you'll either get it from him or you try to get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not that I disapprove of this, but there's a new thing for Dutch people that's really hot right now. I was just reading about it, and it's cow hugging. And what? They say that people want to hug a cow because the cow, this should probably be breaking animal news, but you can hug a cow because they have a lower heart rate.
Okay.
And they're warm. And
right.
So people are really doing this, and I don't want to make fun of it necessarily, I could, but it's like, you realize...
You don't have to hug a cow. If you just want to, you can.
That's fine, and I'm all for it, and I support it, and that's fine, but like, people are trying desperately to find peace one way or the other, and here is Jesus saying, if you let me influence your life, mm-hmm. if like, humble yourself, let me, I will give it to you. If it's okay, little dad brag. Yesterday, my son was promoted to captain.
Wow.
In the Air Force.
He's really moving up the ranks there.
Yeah, he is.
Man.
Really fast.
And I was going to say, in not a long time period.
Yeah, he's a little guy in my mind. And then...
Do you still think that? Like, that's this little guy that you're
really
playing
don't.
Toys with?
Well, I do remember that very fondly, but I have so much respect for him. Mm-hmm. And I did tell him in advance when he was moving up really fast, I'm like, because you're going to hit captain immediately. You're going to be very happy
mm-hmm.
that your last name is Hansen and not something like, you know, Crunch. Because, and you'd realize it too late. To
right.
When people start referring to you.
He is Captain
like,
Crunch.
Yeah, they'd be like, I don't want to, can I change my name? So glad to be back. Home. got a chance to speak at a ranch, which is a very cool, manly sort of speaking gig.
It is.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots, hat, all that stuff. Yeah.
I didn't have the hat or the boots, but yeah. Really cool. People were really receptive, which is awesome. And I was talking about discipleship stuff, like following Jesus, like how we can do this and throwing out ideas. And I think that's cool. It's another good sign to me that there are people that are genuinely turning a corner, maybe.
Yes.
I'm not saying these individuals are, just in general, like people seem more interested in that. That was really reassuring. And I kind of wonder about that writ large.
Okay.
And I saw a study, in fact, while I was in Colorado, somebody passed it along to me saying, it says here that people are losing their faith like never before because of COVID. I'm like, I don't know, it's because of COVID. And I think there's a lot of complex things going on. But it did make me think, you know, my experience has been a lot of people are leaning in more.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm getting a skewed view, but I think a lot of people are questioning too.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of questioning in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Like, what are
That's
we,
what I've seen.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What's really happening? What are we supposed to be doing? What does unity look like? Why did Jesus make such a big deal out of that? And you had said something yesterday. I actually typed it down, Sherry. This was off the air. But Sherry had said that, you know, the enemy wants disunity, of course, and chaos. He's using politics. He's using race. He's using anything he can to rip that apart. Ecclesial, traditional fiefdoms, kingdoms in the church. And we have had a chance. I hope you're okay with me saying this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we've had a chance during COVID to go, okay, God's got our attention. He's breaking down a lot of the things we've been leaning on, including our church styles and types and all that sort of stuff, and how we integrate things and our ways of thinking about church. And he has given us a chance to reevaluate that. And we're saying, no, we're not going to.
Yeah.
That's from a hierarchical standpoint with people that have skin in the game. But then there's other people maybe on the ground that are going, no, I am reevaluating stuff.
Yeah.
And that could be really exciting. They were like, yeah, let's talk about this stuff. So it's really cool.
That is
cool. You see a lot of wheels turning.
I saw that during, I'm not pressuring you, Brant Hansen, about Sunday school.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But what I noticed that was incredibly, I cannot even put it in the words how encouraging it was. It almost makes me want to tear up, is that my kids, who aren't kids anymore, but are young adults, were dialed in. And texting me or calling me and saying, Miss Sherry, y'all doing the Sunday? Y'all doing Sunday school again? And I think it's because the culture has run out of things and they're starting to see, I'm talking about this age group, right?
Yeah.
They're starting to see, wait a minute, this is all empty. And so when someone comes and says, look at what Jesus said, look at who he, it's so different that they're willing to lean in on it. Like, just to see them in the cultural waters in which I know they're swimming, to see them quoting things from Sunday school, just coming, or they didn't tag me or tag you. I just saw it. Forgiveness
cool.
is a mindset. This is a pretty radicalized, you know, 28-year-old young lady who that penetrates in some way.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I do too.
We need to keep
I'm
doing it.
I'm not pressuring you.
No, we do
I'm
need to.
You.
But you're sparking me to want to do some more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you. That's all stemming from me wanting to talk about my ranch experience. I did ride a horse a couple times. He was good. He was a good horse.
You rode a horse a couple
times.
Yeah,
they train you how to do it. And I've done it before, but it's a long time. And then a lot of training.
Okay.
But then I realized on the second ride, it's kind of like one of those Disney World rides where the car's on a track and you're not really steering. So this horse was just like, I know, like, you don't need to.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
Follow that other
just
horse.
Just go ahead and enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm 6 feet behind another horse's big rear end. I'm supposed to stay here. I know, turn left.
It really does adjust your experience.
Yeah, at first I think, hey, I'm figuring this out. I'm like,
the horse figured it out.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.